Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to Leftovers. Hang on, am I recording? I am. How good. Pete, Matt and Kimber here, jeans and joggers in the studio. It's wonderful to have you all together.
Good morning.
It's been a while. We haven't done a Leftovers this week.
No.
We did one when you were away.
Yeah.
We've been a little busy.
I've been heading off to people's houses to cook this week.
Yeah.
And so we've been sort of running
literally
out.
Literally creating leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah. You know, that's sort of been the downside to this week, I'm not going to lie, because like we went and cooked the pasta dish, the main, the other day, and I've sort of been eating pasta for 3 days. I've been eating pav for 3 days. You know what I mean?
Like, in the work fridge here.
Yeah, it's leftovers from the whole week.
Not and so, from a low-carb diet.
No. Yeah. And so when I cook the meal again tonight, I've basically done nothing but eat sugar and carbs all week.
Mm. Heaven.
Mm.
Mm, I don't feel great. I feel like my pants are tight.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you've got a week off where you can just...
Eat more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd love to be the person who exercises when they have their week off.
Undo that top button, mate, and let it all hang out and enjoy it.
Oh, was that Simpsons when Chief Wiggum lets it out? And goes,
yeah.
Never underestimate the power of a man in uniform.
Well, if we go to dinner tonight and you guys don't eat your full meal and you say, oh, no, I can't fit another thing in, I'm going to know it's because it's awful.
Mm.
No. Because you're basically saying you'll go for gold.
Yeah, I am going to go for gold.
Okay. I never eat much in those sorts of things, though. So don't be offended.
What do you mean?
What are those sorts of things?
Well, you know, when you got, you know, you sort of, because you are the host, but of course we will feel that we have responsibilities to help you and whatnot.
You're not in there, but I've got a sous chef.
Right.
And
Talking and that sort of thing.
But I'm still sitting down to eat dinner with you, so there will be actually...
Eating time.
I'll be serving the dinner for you to sit and eat. Right.
I will be coming there going, where's dinner?
Mm.
Let's get this party on the road. I'm hungry. Let's go. It's going to be good, mate. It will be
good. We're going to play this game. Do you think this game's suitable to bring out tonight?
Yes, I do.
This is the 5 second rule. If you've never played it before, there's a normal version, like a family version, and then this is the uncensored version. So
the better version is
really good.
There's things on there that are like not appropriate, but it's very easy. You've got 5 seconds to answer. Do you want to have a round just to see if it's good to play?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, joggers, you can go first. We'll start with you.
Yes.
Joggers, name 3 places you can lick yourself.
Armpit, in your mouth, on your foot.
Oh, see, she's good.
Can you lick your armpit?
Well, armpit? Yes, you can. Yeah,
can.
Yeah, you can lick your own armpit.
What's it taste like?
Just sweat. Nivea.
So it's different from morning to night, right?
Yep.
Name 3 sex toys.
Dildo, anal plug, carrot.
Yes. Yeah, my type of lady.
Okay,
wow.
Cool. Matt, name 3 stupid people.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Great answer.
Oh, my God. That's so
I'm so bad at these. All right.
Pete, no, come on. Back yourself in.
Okay.
Pete, name 3 cures for a hangover.
More beer, more wine, more spirits.
Very good. Very good.
Bang.
Well played. Great game.
Like, you guys are pretty good at this. I think it'll be fun. But, Pete, it's up to you. You're kind of instigating the game. And if you play this with listeners tonight, there's some in there that might not be appropriate.
Oh,
do you
those
have
are
a
the
go?
Ones I'm going for.
Yes,
I'm actually a bit rubbish at it.
All right. I'll
give it a go. But
give it a go.
I've played this game a bit with friends and I freak out.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Name 3 messy activities.
Nothing.
Blowjob, anal, and...
Yeah. Like, I don't think well under pressure. I don't know if you guys haven't got that memo yet from the times that we play, like, every game ever.
You'll be busy cooking, so don't worry.
Yeah, you'll be entertaining each other with this fun... hey, Matt, name 3 body fluids.
Semen, piss, shit.
See, our brains
this
are the worst.
It's so good.
Our brains are the worst.
And real good dinner. Yeah. Party conversation.
Well, these people don't know each other. They're all going to get to know each other pretty quick.
It'll be a hoot.
I think so.
Oh, God.
What are you all going to do on this rainy afternoon before the dinner?
Actually, I've got a pretty packed. I've got to do my tax this afternoon.
Oh, you've not done your tax
yet? Tax. I've got to go see an accountant at midday and then run home to do some things with the kids while Liz sorts herself out with a couple of things and then
it's
back
like
to dinner.
1st of July, I booked mine in.
Can you imagine how complicated Pete's tax is?
Oh, with he's all got the free deals he gets.
He's in that many pies.
So
it wouldn't be bloody H&R Block for $129. I'll give you the hint.
The best people in tax, that's their claim. it's complicated. And in fact, the reason why I'm going to see Michelle Maynard.
Michelle Money Maynard.
Stop.
Yep.
Excellent.
And that's because, and the reason why is because I was seeing somebody else. Then we were getting our life insurance updates done a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my God, do you have life insurance?
Yeah.
I suppose you got kids, right?
Yeah, and yeah, it's
pretty
all
standard,
about
right? We've got kids.
Yeah. If it was just us, it would whatever. But because of the kids, the guy has to go through all of your finances to find out how much you know, blah blah blah.
Your life's worth.
Yeah, pretty much. Not as much as I would have thought.
It's not Wes, is it?
No, it's not Wes. No. But who's Wes?
Well, I won't mention names, but Michael, our mutual friend, is a colleague of his.
Ah, there you go.
Where's Michael?
So he looked at all my finances and went, have you got a good accountant?
Okay.
Because this is very complicated.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Right.
Because we got trusts and we've got companies
that sounds
and
like
we've
a
got
tax write-off.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds like the equivalent of we're sending all our money to Scandinavia or
offshore accounts. We've got those shell companies, reverse acquisition takeover, charitable foundations.
I struggle to even be like, can I claim office
and
use?
Yeah, you still pay bloody, you had to pay them back.
I had to pay tax this year.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how that happened.
I didn't get
you
as
need
much.
To see Michelle Money Maynard.
Yeah, I just trust everything. Like they could say to me, you have to pay back millions of dollars. And I'd be like, okay, because I don't know anything about numbers or how any of those things work. And I just trust that the system works. But I don't trust any other system. Like, you know,
I find it really uncomfortable asking, even when it's my own money. I don't know why, but like this year I didn't get as much back as what I thought I would. I still had a return, which I guess I didn't have to fork out, which was great. But I was just like, oh, you know, like trying to get to like the point of, is this all?
Yeah,
and I couldn't just come out directly and ask, why is it so shit?
Yeah.
It goes
to really important stuff like I saw yesterday where we've ripped up the entire Mitchell Freeway again.
Yeah.
Did you know that was happening? No. What are we building up there?
I don't know.
What are we building up there?
Is the Mitch being ripped up again? Where?
All the
up
way
where?
When we were when I was coming back from
Mindari,
it was like the whole freeway is ripped
it
up.
It is, yeah.
And I don't understand what we didn't do there 2 years ago that we're doing again
can
now.
They just switch sides. They'll do the south and they go to the north.
Yeah.
It's the whole the rain that we've had have created all these potholes and they've got to redo.
It's like beyond Reed Highway, like from Mindari, like all the way down.
That is actually not that far a stretch.
Mm.
Right, so in our neck of the woods, there were half a dozen potholes, like big ones, like you could lose half a car in it, in the car park of the daycare centre that we send our kids. And we were speaking to them about it, and they were like, yeah, because of all of this rain, it's eaten away a shit ton of the stuff that wasn't like correctly laid and stuff like that. So. Yeah, man.
I'm getting into the asphalt
weather.
Business.
Asphalt?
Yeah,
you got
great asphalt. Okay.
Yeah. Are we done?
Yeah,
we are done. See you guys tonight for dinner.
Bye. See ya.
Okay.
Bye.